If you walk into one of those stores that sell environmental goodies, there's always a lot of stuff about saving the rainforest, but not always a lot of stuff about saving North American prairies or saving American natural areas. How do people in other nations view Americans' seemingly indifferent attitude about having plowed up or cut down most of our own natural areas, and then turn around and tell them they shouldn't do that in their land?
We do, on the whole, a very good job of conserving our own lands and our own biological diversity. For example, our endangered species legislation is the most comprehensive effort to save biological diversity that any nation on Earth has, and we apply it very stringently. We're using our status as the wealthiest nation on Earth to be able to preserve a lot of our own natural scenes. The reasons for the destruction of the rainforest in the Amazon are, for the most part, like the reasons for the destruction of the rainforest in the state of Washington or Oregon, or in the Tongass rainforest in Alaska. We actually subsidize cutting down some of the rare remaining rainforest to create jobs for some thousands of people. And one thing that very conservative economists and environmentalists would agree on, that perverse tax subsidies to make that kind of destruction of natural resources possible are a bad thing for us all.
There would seem to be as many acres lost to urban sprawl in the U.S. as there are acres lost to slash-and-burn agriculture in South American rainforests. Which hurts the Earth more, or which would we work to avoid more?
They all hurt the Earth, but if you look at developing countries, the level of resources that they have, whether monetary or scientific, are much smaller than ours. Then if we're really interested in preserving biological diversity widely, then we're going to have to be partners in that effort. And if we're not willing to get out and be partners in the effort, we're both not promoting world conditions in which our own economic prosperity could flourish, but we're certainly not taking care of preservation of biodiversity around the world. On the other hand, a community in the United States, a group of people saving a forest or a grassland by direct action in their own community or a special park where butterflies and plants can survive, that's just as important philosophically to the future of the world as an equal patch in southern Brazil or in the Amazon of Brazil. And we need certainly to take direct action about our own biological diversity in our own backyards as well.
I think that politicians and business people might tell you that to preserve some of these environmental jewels that you're talking about sometimes seem impractical. What do you tell Washington or Wall Street when stewardship of the Earth doesn't pass muster with them?
Anyone who makes an economic projection of what the world is going to be like in the 21st century without taking into account the world environment, which is the whole context within which that economic development has to take place, any economic projection like that ought to be laughed right out of business. You can't project the economic future of the world without taking full account of the environmental future of the world. The two are completely inseparable. The world functions because of its environment, can function only because of its environment, and to try to project anything without taking that environment seriously is to mislead completely about what the future is going to be like.